Good evening, folks. You're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, an awful lot's going on. This Condit thing, this intern, Ms. Levy, who has apparently vanished. How many people do you think vanish every day in the United States of America? Now, I don't want anything bad to happen to this girl, and I certainly hope they find her well, happy, hiding out somewhere because she's embarrassed or something. I hope that's what happens. But it just makes me sick that so many people are missing, and they're concentrating all their attention on this one girl. On this one girl. And they're making this big to-do about Congressman Condit, because apparently he had an affair with her. And guess who's making this big to-do? It's the same people who absolutely ignored all of President Clinton's antics. And actually seemed to me like they condoned it. What's the difference? Well, it should be obvious. But, you know, there are a lot of missing people in this country who deserve at least equal attention. And this just makes me sick. I just hate this liberal, Marxist, bullshit, propaganda, media crap. It just drives me up a wall. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if I didn't have to pay attention to what they're brainwashing people with all the time, I would never, ever, ever watch any of it. They are the most pompous, arrogant, elitist, spin doctors, liars, propagandists, you name it. And it's sickening. It's like 24 hours a day. It's just absolutely sickening what's happening. Now, over the weekend, I don't know if you heard about it or not, but the British Broadcasting Corporation, or company, well, I forget which it is, BBC in London, did a long television expose of the war crimes of Ariel Sharon. And I thought it was really strange that they did that right after I did the broadcast last Thursday. Talking about exactly the same thing. Oh, they roasted him. They exposed him for exactly what he is. And I don't think he can escape being charged now by somebody. But we'll see. If any of you are listening in Great Britain, I would appreciate it if you could send me an audio, just the audio portion. Don't send me the video. Send me audio on audio tape, because we have no PAL facilities here. So if you send me a videotape, I can't use it, not even for the audio. So if there's somebody in England who taped that and is listening, please make an audio cassette and send it to us, because I'd like to play it on the air so that people over here can at least hear the audio portion. And if they want to, they can order a videotape from BBC. I think it's very important, because the press in this country absolutely ignores any crimes committed by any officials of the state of Israel, or by the state of Israel itself. And I'm sick of that, too. And I'm sick of the excuses that they use to get away with it. Oh, we were victims of the Holocaust. Well, you might have been. You know? 56 or more years ago. And I hate what happened in those slave labor camps just as much as any person who had relatives confined there. I think most people do. I'm just tired of hearing it. Sick of it. Don't want to hear it anymore. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse for those who claim to be victims of the Nazis to become Nazis themselves. And in some cases, worse. I'm tired of it. It's got to stop. I think the whole world's tired of it. A lot of other things are going on. And we're going to talk about some of those things tonight. If you've been to our website, you've been reading the news stories, some pretty atrocious Big Brother stuff emerging all across this country. And somebody needs to start talking about it. And somebody needs to start doing something about it. Be right back. American pop culture, a reflection of the mentality, I believe, of probably 90% of the nation. Good evening, you're on the air.
Here, I would like to thank any and all Church of God members from the United States who took it upon themselves to come up to Aylmer, Ontario over the week. We had a despicable display of injustice by the OPP, the equivalent of a state trooper. The Ontario Provincial Police took 7 children from a Mexican immigrant family. There was no signs of abuse. The Mexican parents would not promise to the OPP and the Children's Aid Service that they wouldn't spank their children again, and they were dragged away and put into foster homes.
What was the reason that they were taken away?
One child had been scalded by a burn, which was an accident, which the Children's Aid Service has acknowledged, and the Church of God chose to home medicate. They didn't take her to a hospital. That spurred on provocations of potential abuse. They confronted the pastor, Henry Hildebrandt, and they talked to the family and wanted them to confess. Are you never going to spank your children again? And being Christian people, they decided it was not good to lie and said, no, I can't make that promise.
Wait a minute. You're skipping something here.
No, I'm not.
What was the reason why the children were taken away?
the parents would not commit to a promise of non-corporal punishment. That is the sole reason why they abducted 7 children from their parents.
Okay, I understand. But what brought them there in the first place is what I'm trying to get at. Did somebody make a complaint that they had spanked the children?
No. No, then, it was more or less a raid.
Then what was the whole thing about spanking the children? I don't even understand why the question was asked if that wasn't charged.
They are making it a religious issue. The Church of God endorses corporal punishment as a last resort. No one is beaten. No one is abused.
Yeah. Well, so do I.
Me too. This family would not promise to not spank. 12 OPP officers arrived threatening any bystanders who stood in the way with arrest, and the Children's Aid Service and the OPP took them away. And people from the states, Wisconsin, Ohio, I know for sure, probably Michigan, took it upon themselves to come up to Aylmer and join in some sort of resistance. Mm-hmm. And in this fascist state, it ain't going to happen.
Okay. Does Canada have... Canada doesn't have a Bill of Rights.
Yes, we do.
You do? Yes. Does it have freedom of religion?
Yes, it does.
Is there...
It's a moot point. It's a moot point since Pierre Elliott Trudeau took power in this country and the slow sellout that he encouraged.
Well, he's an acknowledged socialist, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, he was at Castro came to his funeral. Let's put it that way.
Okay, that, my book that makes him a stone cold communist. Okay,
that's about it. And I hope Church of God members are listening. I thank you, people. We have more support from Americans than probably Canadians. If you can believe that.
I'm going to say something that I hope doesn't upset you, and I mean it because I've observed this. Canadians don't seem to have a whole lot of patriotism. It's just like everything runs off their back. I don't understand that. We're very patriotic down here. And we're very concerned about the loss of rights and things. Canadians don't seem to get upset about things. I don't understand.
This generation was raised with the belief of a free ride. But they're really concerned about gay rights. Gay rights, gay rights, gay pride. And they encourage diversity, but they're hypocrites because some members of this society see corporal punishment as a valid means of punishment. They don't respect that kind of diversity. This is a Christian, an attack on Christianity, and nothing less.
Well, in my view of children who are raised without the threat of corporal punishment in extreme cases when it's really needed. See, I really believe in this tough love concept. It works.
Uh-huh.
And corporal punishment for some children is an absolute necessity. And if you see areas where teachers and parents do not have, or no longer have the authority, or the guts, I should say, to discipline their children properly, The children are just so obnoxious, you don't even want to be around them at all. They're terrible. They're spoiled. They have no respect. They are engaged in criminal activities. They don't respect other people's property. They steal. Unbelievable theft goes on.
And the people of the Church of God know that and see that in this country, and they want to remain free from those influences. And they're taking it into their own hand with their faith, and they're living by the law, and they're good people. They even quote the father in the paper in his broken Mexican saying, "It hurts my heart, my children, it hurts my heart." The children are quoted as screaming, "Let me go, let me go, I don't want to go." They break them up and put them into foster homes.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, they would have tried the same thing with my children had I kept them here. And I would have had to kill a lot of people because nobody would ever take my children away from me. So
I hear you, Bill.
I sent them out of the country.
I hear you.
And the reason they get away with it is because parents don't understand that those children are theirs until they come of age, unless the parents are committing some kind of crime against the children. Uh-huh. Disciplining the children and corporal punishment in extreme cases when it's absolutely necessary is not a crime. It absolutely has to be applied to some children. And there's no way in the world anybody would take my children away from me. And because people allow this to happen, it's going to get worse and worse. Because I'll tell you, one of the goals of the New World Order is to not allow parents to raise their children at all. Soon after birth, within the first year, they'll be placed in the care of the state, and parents will have visiting rights, but they'll be raised by the state.
I hear you. Canada's the leader, probably, in that, in how far we've sank. That was atrocious. It made our local paper, and in fact, I'm in the process of sending you some photocopies of this for your own records. I hope some Church of God members are hearing this right now, and I thank you people and your dedication, because we received more response from Americans, there weren't any Canadians that drove 300-400 miles or more.
And there's nobody representing that couple, is there?
No, there isn't.
Well, you see, that's one. I got to tell you folks again about prepaid legal, and it's available in 3 provinces in Canada. And if you had prepaid legal, you wouldn't have to, you know, even if you're dirt poor, you wouldn't have to be scrounging around and give up your house and your car and sell everything you have to pay some lawyer. And we've got several Canadian members already.
I appreciate being turned on to that as well. I'm in the process of looking into it. I have the numbers because it seems like it's going to become a necessity in this country.
Well, it's a necessity everywhere. The crooks called lawyers have priced themselves out of. Everybody thinks there's justice in this country. There is no justice for people who don't have a lot of money. There never was, and there never will be. The only time there was real justice in this country is when the common man understood the law and represented himself in court, and that's the way the country started out. That's the way it was supposed to be, always. And somehow we slid right off that. In the early days of this country, if a lawyer became known that he was a lawyer in any of the colonies, they would tar and feather the guy and write him right out of the colony. They weren't allowed. They weren't allowed.
Well, the Children's Aid Society is a little Marxist institution. It has nothing to do with children's aid at all, and that's evidenced by screaming children wanting to go back to their parents being dragged away.
Yeah.
The OPP...
Well, to me, it's a sign. They would have to kill me to get my children. And to me, that's a sign that parents don't really love their children if they allow the state to do that.
I hear you. They were in such shock, I think, and fear of the law and their immigrant status and their broken English.
You can't be in fear of doing the right thing.
I'm trying to defend them.
Well,
why they couldn't react.
You can't, because it's not an excuse. It's just not an excuse.
That is something you lay your life down for.
Absolutely. You lay your life down for your family. If you can't do that, you don't love your family. You're a liar. And that's the truth.
Thanks for the time. And once again, thank you, Church of God members. God bless you people. And
sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
520-333-4578. That's right, folks. If you won't lay your life down for your family, who are you going to lay it down for? Don't tell me you'll lay it down for your country if you won't lay it down for your family, because I'll call you a liar to your face. You wouldn't lay your life down for your children? For your family? If you won't do that, you won't lay your life down for anything. Good evening. You're on the air.
As far as I know, man is the only animal that doesn't physically chastise its young when it's mischievous.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's not true. Man has always chastised his young with whatever method worked and has used corporal punishment when it was necessary.
I mean, people today don't physically chastise.
No, they don't, only because it's politically incorrect and they're threatened with being put in jail.
They're threatened, yes.
Yeah. But it would never stop me. Now, I have never, ever had to spank my children except for Pooh one time, and she got about 4 swats on a big, thick diaper, and after that, she never needed it again. But there are some children that absolutely must, and I mean must, be subjected to corporal punishment because of their behavior.
Well, that's what I was saying. It seems like a natural thing in animal world, including humans, that when the children are mischievous, they should be slapped.
Not killed, but... When children are young, they're impressionable.
Yeah.
And they're easily led astray. When I was young, I fell into with a crowd at one school that I went to. And I got to tell you, if it wasn't the threat of my father just literally beating the holy you-know-what out of me, I might have ended up in prison. Because that's how strong the temptation was to go astray. But the fear of my father, what he would do if I did it, kept me from doing it. And that's the only thing that kept me from doing it. If I had been brought up in the atmosphere that exists today, I would have ended up in prison.
I think it's in our nature to physically chastise, and I don't mean beat the heck out of a kid.
No, nobody means that.
Slap on the leg or something like that. That's all that's required.
Well, I got to tell you, in these single family homes where there's just the mother, there comes a time when the boy reaches an age and a physical strength when he knows his mother cannot control him anymore.
Well, it's too late at that time.
And that's what fathers are for.
Yeah. Right.
And fathers are absent from those families because when it comes to that age, if the boy falls into criminal activity or bad activity, and some girls are just as strong and tough too, then that was the job of the father. You grab the kid by the scruff of the neck, you take him out in the woods, and say, "Okay, kid, you think you're hot stuff, you know?
Yeah, right.
Give it all you got, and we'll decide the matter right now." And usually that would be enough. And it wouldn't need to go any farther. But
I think it wouldn't even have to get to that stage if it's from the very beginning.
Oh, you would be absolutely amazed. If you don't believe me, you go into some of these neighborhoods and watch what these kids are doing.
I'm very conscious and experienced with bizarre behavior of young. I've been with them for many years.
They're killing people.
Oh,
and getting away with it.
It's bizarre.
It's not bizarre. It's what happens when the social consequences of your actions are taken away and you don't have to suffer any consequences.
Well, I can't argue with you.
It's the truth. You take away the consequences of your actions and people will get away with what they can get away with. That just happens to be a fact.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Have you heard what happened in the United States Marine Corps? They used to have a 30-minute run at this one headquarters every morning during the work week. And some woman officer complained, wrote a letter to Congress and the President and everybody else in the world. And now the Marines don't run in the morning. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, Bill?
Good.
I think things are moving kind of fast on the stage of world government with the with what's going on with the Organization of African Unity, that they just changed their name to the African Union, and they're going to be patterning themselves after the European Union.
Yep.
And Muammar Gaddafi put about $1 million into it, and they just had Kofi Annan there. He was there yesterday or the day before, and you know, I think that's kind of like on the pattern of like what Joseph Stalin was talking about in his book Marxism and the National Question from 1949, where you know, the path to world government would be done through a step by step process, through like you know, the idea of like regional affiliations, you know, moving towards world government. So
that's right, and it's all in my book, including a map of the 10 world regions, and you know, I wrote that and published that back in the 80s.
Right.
And it's all there. It's done on the model of the Club of Rome. And the 10 regions are going to be exactly what's published in my book, long before anybody ever thought that it could possibly be true. And when my book came out, people just ridiculed me, called me the biggest liar in the world. And almost everything that I wrote in that book is now materialized, and what hasn't soon will.
Sure. And also today, this morning in New York City at UN headquarters, the meeting on disarming, the small arms
taking guns away from everybody all around the world.
Isn't that scary?
Doesn't scare me, because they'll never get my guns until I'm out of bullets. They can I'll give them my bullets first, and when all my bullets are gone, they can have my guns.
Sure.
And I got lots of bullets.
I'm sure you do.
And they're all armor-piercing, every one of them.
Right. Okay, Bill, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See, I have the courage of my convictions, folks. I believe in certain principles and ideals, and I will not compromise them. I won't compromise them for friends. I won't compromise them for political correctness. I won't compromise them to be popular. I will not compromise them, because if I do, then I will subject my children to enslavement. And their children, and their children's children, and their children's children's children, and I will not do that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Cooper. How are you?
Good.
I have two comments, and then I'll hang up. I can barely hear you on the phone. I guess these lines are low. And then a story. Did you hear about the police officers that killed a man with 42 bullets in Denver?
No, when did that happen?
A few days ago.
No, I haven't heard a word of it, haven't seen anything on it.
Oh, God, it was on the quick blurb on the news, their investigation. He may have been on drugs, or it may have been his doctor's medication. A lot of this is due to improper medication, like this Prozac reaction. Well, I guess he...
Was he armed?
No.
So why did they shoot him?
Well, he rammed a police car. But 42 bullets. I mean, I've seen Discovery Channel, and they have arrested people that were chasing and rode off the tires off the rim, but you don't have to do that. I mean, these guys are out of control.
Yes, the police are out of control all over the country.
There was also another story a few years ago. I still have the video of it, an Inside Edition, about a guy in Fruta, Colorado, who killed an unarmed drunk.
Well, I think I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Dan
one.
Daly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a young cop. I think the age they're becoming cops is too young. They need more training, just like this Marine Corps. No more running.
No, what they need is less training. Have you ever heard what goes on in the police academy?
No.
They teach them that they're an elite group, and that their only friends are their fellow police officers, and everybody else in the public sector, me and you, even their mother and father, everybody are their enemies.
I wish I had that. We had a tape so that we could hear it. I didn't know this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they they're not to protect and to serve anymore. In fact, that's not even in their vocabulary.
Where does one find out?
They are to enforce and apprehend.
Okay, where does one find, is this in writing somewhere we can get it?
You can get it through the Freedom of Information Act. Almost the federal government has the Freedom of Information Act, and almost every state does too.
What do you
and
ask for?
You ask for the curriculum of the police academy, and you can even ask for tapes of the actual lectures and classroom discussions that go on in the police academy.
They
can't keep that secret because it's publicly funded.
When did they change this? I didn't know this.
Are you kidding? How do you think they got this mentality to dress up like teenage Ninja Turtles and crash down people's door in the night and raid churches with tanks? For God's sake. Almost every police department in the country now has an armored personnel vehicle or a tank of some kind, and they're using military weapons.
That's for the military, not for the police.
Well, welcome to the world.
Well,
the police are being militarized, and they're being trained in a standard uniform manner, because eventually there won't be city police and state police. It will be region so-and-so of the New World Order, and they will all be state police.
What about bulletproof
vests? Of the region.
Can civilians buy bulletproof vests?
Absolutely.
Oh, they can?
Oh, yes.
I was told they can't.
Oh, yes, you can. You can buy anything in this world if you know how to buy it.
Oh, but is it legal then?
You too can own a tank.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to. They showed that on Discovery. A guy went berserk with a tank, and he was, you know, a cop had to kill him.
That was down in San Diego. The cop right. did not have to kill him.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
The cop did not have to kill him. The tank...
They do when somebody...
But they opened the top hatch, and like the stupid Nazis that they are, they killed the guy.
Okay, but as far as that vest, is it legal in the 50 states or 48 states for the civilian...
Who cares? You have a right to defend yourself.
I know.
And you have the same right to defend yourself than any other human being does, including police officers.
No, but I can get a stun. I was told I can't even get a stun done here in Massachusetts. It's not legal.
Did you ever read the second article and amendment?
No, I haven't.
I suggest you get a copy of the Constitution and read it. Any state that denies you the means to defend yourself is practicing treason.
Well, let me tell you why they made that law here.
I know why they made that law there, because Massachusetts is a socialist state, and the senators and representatives, I don't care what party they belong to, are Marxists.
Yeah, police officers also were abusing the stun gun power. They were beating up prisoners in jail. They showed that on TV, too.
Well, that's what happens when you give them, you know, the power to do whatever they want.
Oh, boy. I just wanted to let you know about those two stories.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, people think I'm weird because I believe what George Washington believed, and Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson, and Patrick Henry, and Thomas Paine, and all the guys. Light Horse Harry Lee. Damn right. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is William from North Carolina. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Open topic tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Can you speak a little louder, sir?
I'm speaking as loud as I can.
All right, sir.
The VU meter's just at the red.
Okay, sir. It must be me. I wanted to talk to you tonight. I wanted to get your opinion on drug testing.
What about it?
Well, I'm a long-time listener. I've never heard you brought the subject up, and I was interested.
Did you ever read the Constitution? You don't need my opinion. Did you ever read the Constitution?
Yes, sir, I have.
Did you ever read the Fifth Amendment?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
Well, sir, in my position, I've lost a job over that.
What does it say, I said?
I didn't ask you about your job. Me, sir, and I understand that this is an open topic, and I'd like your opinion. Do you need drug testing to get a job nowadays?
Did you ever read the fifth article in amendment?
Yes, sir, but I cannot recall it at this time.
See, that's why
you got to do drug testing.
I'm
sure for that information. However, I'd like your opinion.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It doesn't matter what my opinion is. It matters what the Constitution says, and I want you to get a copy and read it.
Yes, sir, I do have a copy.
Well, you don't know what Amendment 5 is. You don't know what your rights are.
Well, I do, sir, because I lost a job because I protested not to take a drug test.
You didn't sue them, though, did you?
Yes,
because
sir,
they're
sir.
Violating your rights under the...
Yes, sir, I did.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Where?
In North Carolina.
In North Carolina what?
North Carolina.
What?
Federal court.
And you didn't appeal it?
Yes, sir. It was appealed and rejected.
Well, then you should have gone to the Supreme Court for writ of certiorari.
It would have been nice, but I'm not President Bush now and have the money to do that.
Well, I understand. But if you want your rights, that's what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
See, it's unconstitutional because it is a search without a warrant.
Right, sir. Yes, sir.
Not only that, it intrudes upon your body, doesn't it?
I've been listening to your comments about socialism and communism and Marxism, and I don't think you have to worry about them. You have to worry about the fascism.
They're all the same. Apparently, you don't understand that Hitler was a socialist.
Well, you
Hitler was a socialist.
Yes,
Nazis are socialists. That's what it means. National Socialist Workers' Party.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you see the word socialist, that's Marxism.
Yes, sir.
The ultimate goal of Marxism is communism.
Yes,
anytime you see the word workers, that's Marxism. The ultimate goal of Marxism is socialism. The ultimate goal of socialism is communism. Hitler was a socialist. Eventually, if he had won that war, eventually his socialist Germany would have evolved into a communist form of government.
Right. But my comment was...
So don't tell me we don't have to worry about those guys.
Well,
that's
sir,
what it's all about.
Sir, I consider myself a liberal.
Me too.
Associate that with communism and Marxism.
No. The Marxists have turned everything upside down. They have changed the vocabulary. They call things liberal that aren't liberal.
Well,
the founding fathers were the greatest liberals ever to exist upon the face of this planet. Freedom is the most liberal idea that has ever been born in the mind of man, much less carried out.
Yes, sir.
So don't listen to all this baloney.
No, sir,
they say right wing is right wing is Nazis. Right wing can't be Nazis if left wing is socialist because Nazis are socialists.
But my just from your opinion on the New World Order and the situation in the Middle East and this, that, and the other is a one world government.
That's correct? Right. That's correct. And it will be a socialist world government.
But. Well, I still think you have to worry about the fascists because the last call was...
Fascists are socialists. Don't you understand that?
No, sir, I don't.
Mussolini and Hitler were both socialists. They socialized Italy and Germany.
Where
they were fascists.
They were fascists.
Yes.
fascism in our own country today and blamed on Marxism?
You can't have fascism without socialism.
I can't see the connection, sir.
Well, I suggest that you start studying Hitler's Germany and finding out that he really socialized Germany and that he used fascism as a tool to do it.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time. I wish you could have answered my question.
I did.
Agree with drug testing, I would sure.
I did answer it. You weren't listening.
Yes, you asked me to check the Constitution.
That's not all I said.
Prohibits that search and seizure.
That's exactly right.
But if people don't stand up for their rights, like I did, even though I didn't get anywhere with it, the fascism that I can see is going to be more detrimental to the country than any kind of liberalism or socialism.
You missed the whole thing. I can't talk to you if you're not listening.
Well, I'm listening.
Fascism is socialism.
What's the difference? It's the same thing in your opinion, sir. Socialism and fascism is the same thing.
Absolutely.
But one's totalitarian.
All of them are totalitarian.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All of them are totalitarian. Socialism is totalitarian.
But it's in
the supremacy of the state over the individual. It's making everybody a victim and a ward of the state. The state becomes all powerful, and the state promises to take care of you.
Yes, sir. That's socialism.
And it's totalitarian.
Fascism is a one-world government, then.
Pardon?
Fascism is a one-world government.
No.
It's not.
A one-world government could be a Republican form of government.
Well, why couldn't we demonstrate that to the world, that
because
one-world government could be based on our principles of our Constitution and our way of thinking?
Are you kidding me? How are we going to do that when most Americans don't even know what's in the Constitution? They've never read it, don't have a copy, and can't tell me what the Fifth Amendment says.
That's true. I went to my local library, sir, and I recommend that highly to your listeners. I appreciate your time, sir. I listen to your program. I enjoy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, sir.
You see what we're up against, folks? It's called ignorance with a capital I. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant, but don't stay that way. Ignorant means you have a lack of knowledge. Total lack of knowledge. And you got to stop listening to the Marxist redefinition of the language. How can Hitler be right-wing if he was a socialist? And socialism is left-wing. How can left-wing be liberal when they're for bigger government, more control, and less rights and power with the people? That's not liberal. That's suppression of liberal ideas. Liberalism is freedom. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Let me see if I can clarify that last caller. He doesn't understand. Would the Fifth Amendment against incriminating yourself or testifying against yourself taking effect if he did or did not take a blood test? A drug test?
Yeah.
Incriminating himself?
That's
right.
He
has the right to not take that?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I was thinking it was.
That's right. But,
okay. Maybe that'll help him a little bit.
But here's where you're all lost. The corporation is a private entity. Corporation can hire who it chooses, and they can demand that you undergo whatever test they want you to undergo if you want to work for them. The government can't do that.
Yeah, I had to do that one time myself, but that was a way long time before I ever heard of your program and what the thing was.
So what you have to determine when you go for employment with a corporation or a company or a business or a person, they have the right to determine who works for them. Okay?
Right.
And so they can't, break the law to do that, but they can say, if you won't take a drug test, we won't hire you.
Right. I did that, but that was long before I got educated by your program.
Yeah. But the government can't do that. Governments can't do that. They can't demand that you take anything that would violate your Fifth Amendment rights.
Right.
See, private is different than public.
Uh-huh. Well, I could see if it was a private company where he, they would be able to turn him down, but not, like you said,
oh, yeah. See, you can practice free speech on a public street corner.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come on my property, you better have my permission.
Right. That's true. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now you know why I played the Bartman theme. And, yeah, it's sort of indicative of what people need to hear, betcha.
Bart! Oh, you're right.
Yeah, right. Bartholomew J. That's Bart with an art and a capital B, then Suit plus S-O-N. That's me. Introductions aside, let's move right along. You can all sing along at the sound of the gong. Once upon a time, about a week ago, all of a sudden, trouble started to grow. Alarm was buzzing, I was snoozing. Supposed to get up now, but I was refusing to let reality become an intrusion. Cause in dreamy dreamland, I was cruising. But the buzz kept buzzing, the head kept buzzing. Gave the radio a throw and heard an explosion. Opened up my eyes, to my surprise, there stood Homer and his temperature rise. I was chilling, he was yelling. They saw the story cause he was propelling. It wasn't what he said, but more of his tone. The usual drive, put your nose to the grindstone. I said, I'm real sorry, but that didn't cut it. I started to protest, but Dad said,
shut it, get up, mow the lawn, move it on the devil. Cause if you don't, you're a deep, deep trouble.
See what I mean, folks? 520-333-4578 is the number. Phones are open. Take your calls for the rest of the hour. How about all the cities going to video cameras everywhere? Somebody is watching you in a lot of cities around this country every single moment, wherever you go. Wherever you go. They now have video cameras at stoplights, and they're using them to give motorists tickets. There are cameras in just about all public places in a lot of cities. There's cameras on poles along the highways. You thought 1984, George Orwell's 1984 was a joke, or Huxley's Brave New World. Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World, and if you haven't read it, read it. And Orwell's 1984. You thought those were fiction? No, those men had a glimpse into the future. They were a part of the hierarchy of those who plan for the future. And what they wrote is coming true. Good evening. You're on the air.
In Michigan, we've just passed a legislation where we could a purchase carry permit. And in order to do that, we have to jump through a few hoops. That is like 16 hours of classes, like $150 to submit to the police for this purchase carry concealed permit. I'd like to get your opinion on that bill, please.
Simple. Read the second article in the amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. Let me say that.
Sir.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I'm sorry, not abridged,
right,
but infringed.
Right, right. I wanted to get your play on that because this is the only way that we can legally, or so-called legally, carry concealed.
It's not true. You see, the Constitution does not limit your right to carry. And in fact, it says in the second article and amendment, a militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The active clause is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The descriptive clause is a militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
That is correct. You know that there's a organized and unorganized militia bill?
Absolutely.
And the 1909 Dick Act designates that the enlisted reserve and National Guard are the organized militia.
Not true. Not true. If you read the Constitution, you'll see what designates the militia. The militia can only be called up for three things. Do you know what they are?
No, sir.
Put down insurrection, repel invasion, and to enforce the law.
Okay, are you familiar with that Dick Act bill of 1909?
Doesn't matter. National Guard can be sent overseas to fight in wars. The militia cannot. Therefore, the National Guard cannot be the militia. Congress cannot pass an act that contradicts the Constitution. If the Dick Act contradicts the Constitution, then it is unconstitutional and is not law.
Okay, Bill. I see your point there. One more time, though. If it was up to you, and if you wanted to carry in Michigan, would you go for the permit, sir?
No, and I always carry, no matter where I am. Always.
Okay, I thank you, Bill, very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
I know what the law is. I read all the writings of the Founding Fathers. I know what they intended. I know why they put the Second Article and Amendment in the Bill of Rights as an integral part of the Constitution. I don't care what laws they pass. I don't care what they say. You know, see, Congress could get up tomorrow morning and go into Congress and pass a law that says that no person can travel from one state to another state without a special permit. Is it law? No, because it's unconstitutional. Any law passed that is unconstitutional is null and void upon its inception and must be ignored by the people. If you don't ignore it, you give it authority and you grant the stripping of your own rights. I do not play that game. Nobody takes my rights away. Nobody takes my country away, and my country is defined in the Constitution for the United States of America. That's where it exists and nowhere else. No one can change it without changing it properly according to the methods outlined within the document itself. Congress cannot pass a law changing any of it or denying me any of the rights that are guaranteed to me in this document. Nor can Congress pass laws that give the government power that is not granted to government in this document. Nor can Congress pass a law taking away power given to government in this document. Nor can Congress give the government jurisdiction it does not have. Nor can they take away jurisdiction that is rightfully held by the states, by the counties, by municipalities, and by citizens themselves. In this country, the citizen is the sovereign, not the government. There is no king but me and you. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you don't understand those principles, you do not understand this country. And if you don't understand this country, how do you know when you've lost it? If you never knew what it was in the beginning, how can you not have your own copy of the Constitution and all of the amendments? A while ago, when I was quoting the Second Article and Amendment, I was doing it by memory. I wasn't reading anything. I know it, inside out, backwards, forwards, upside down. It's my country. My country is not defined by borders or by speeches or by people in Washington, D.C. or by Congress. My country is defined in this document called the Constitution for the United States of America, and nowhere else can it be found. It is a set of principles and ideals which every person who believes in it and who has sworn an oath to protect and defend it must be willing to lay their lives down for at any given moment that it is required to do so. That's the only way it can be twisted and turned and destroyed, is if people don't know what it is and allow them to do that and give them jurisdiction and power that they do not have. Read it. Nowhere in here does it say the government can create a national police force or a BATF or an FBI. Nowhere. It says Congress has the power to legislate in all cases whatsoever over the 10-mile square district called Washington, D.C. Period. So if they create a police force, it only has authority within that 10-mile square area. Period. Because that's the only authority Congress has to go outside of the limitations in this document. You're losing your country because you don't know what your country is. You never did. You're losing your country because you're ignorant. And in many cases, stupid. How in the world? How in the world did we get to this point? Because ignorant people had no idea that what was going on was unlawful, unconstitutional, treasonous. And they allowed it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, it seems that even as the Constitution was being written, there was an assault on the basic rights of, like, life, liberty, and property, even.
That's correct. There were those in the Constitutional Convention that didn't want the guarantees, a lot of the guarantees that ended up in the Constitution. And even when they finished it, the states or the colonies that existed at that time absolutely refused to adopt it if the first 10 amendments were not included as an integral part of the Constitution.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, I just want to say that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That's why you need to read the writings of the founders, the debates of the Constitutional Convention, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, the letters, the books, and the biographies of the men who created this nation. Then you would know that when these Marxist jerks get on television and say, well, it was never the intent of the Second Amendment that the common people should have guns, then you know they were lying, because that's exactly the intent of the founders, that the common man could have the same weapons that the government had to protect themselves should the government become a tyrant, a despot. It was the right to defend ourselves against our own government. But any such government, you must understand, is not our government. The government that exists in Washington, D.C. today is not the government defined in the Constitution for the United States of America. It is a treasonous entity set out to destroy the Constitution and bring about a world government. That's why it doesn't matter whether you elect Democrats or Republicans. Things always still get worse and worse and worse and worse. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. My daughter, when she was 4 years old, knew more about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the history of this country than 99% of the people listening to this broadcast.
Marsh. I was born to make you happy. I think you're just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile.
Don't wanna take a trip to China. Don't wanna sail up the Nile. Don't wanna get too far from where you are, 'cause I love to see you smile.
In the summer, in the springtime, winter or fall, the only place I want to be is where I can see you smile at me. Like a stick without a buzzard.
Like a watch without a dial.
What would I do if I didn't have you? I love to see you smile.
Yeah.